This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. Launching into the second hour of the program, you're invited to join us here. We've been talking prostitution throughout a good chunk of the show here so far. And there's more on how the police screwed up the case down in South Florida against not just Robert Kraft, the owner of the New England Patriots, but other people that they had arrested for so-called prostitution down there. We can tell you more about that. Plus, New York may be legalizing it or decriminalizing it. Johnson has a story. Actually, so you've got a story about New York and also one about Mexico City. So we can
Mexico City, yes.
They're actually doing it in Mexico City, so we can tell you about that. Silver Dave joining us as well. Wants to talk about mind control. And, of course, your calls and thoughts are also welcome. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Let's go to the phones, to the fun. We have RJ in Minneapolis. RJ, you're on. Can't say that on the radio. We're just going to hit the dump button, and then you got to go. So the toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We go to Sarah, who's much more better behaved in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, I love these bad calls because I get my turn, you know, on the show. So,
Well, we don't love them because I don't enjoy hitting the dump button, but we will hit the dump button if somebody says something that does not belong on the radio, and that person did, so they're gone. Anyway, go ahead.
Well, I have something positive out of Albuquerque. I think there's a such thing as a senior of Olympics, and I think Albuquerque, we're going to break the record of the largest senior Olympics being held, I think, starting this week.
And, boy, I am so uninterested in the Olympics generally. I can't imagine being interested in the Senior Olympics either, but, you know, good for them. I think it's great that people are getting out there and doing stuff.
Oh, here comes Myrtle. She's ahead. She's in the lead. Oh, wait, no, she just broke her hip.
They're probably in better shape than I am.
I'll be honest. The reason that it's interesting is that 1,500 of the members are from here, from Albuquerque. So the reason that we can hold...
How many people compete in this thing?
Well, I guess with walkers and canes and, you know, walking, I have no idea what they do.
No, I asked how many people. You said there were 1,000 members. Does that mean that they're all competing or that they're, like, members in the Oldster Olympics supporters group or something like that? Or, like, I don't know what that means.
1,500 of them live here in Albuquerque.
Right, that's what I'm saying. How many people are in the normal Olympics? Like, when they have the regular Olympics, how many competitors? I mean, I know they have a lot of different events, so I presume there's quite a few, but is it in the thousands? How many of these Olympic
people are there? Well, the thing is, I'm looking at, like, maybe a couple thousand are from elsewhere that are flying in, renting down hotels. So this is a revenue, money-making, economic boost for Albuquerque. So the retirees are bringing in to help bring in money to.
So you're saying the Olympics are happening in Albuquerque, the elderly Olympics?
That's correct. Okay. That's correct.
The Depend sales are through the roof, folks.
Thanks for the call,
Sarah. A little economy boost.
Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Hey, Dave, incontinence isn't funny at all. What are you talking about?
I'll tell you, actually, this Senior Olympics thing, as I'm picturing them with walkers and canes, this is actually starting to appear rather entertaining to me. I feel like, you know, and especially if it's like full contact, because, you know, they use the cane and push it. I just feel like this is starting to look funnier the more I picture it.
Could be.
Like the football game, it's a little slower, but there's way more injuries.
Check ESPN 7 for the schedule. So the toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Let's get back to the prostitution story here out of Florida, the story from the Sun Sentinel about how this cops just botched it up. They said that several massage parlors were shut down and several women, or I guess, well, it doesn't say several massage parlors. Massage parlors, so it could be two. Several women were charged. That's not a whole lot.
several women. They did a huge investigation on multiple massage parlors, and they only busted several women. That's no more than, like, what, five?
And think about, you said that they had these, they had cameras, they had video evidence.
Secret cameras.
We couldn't even figure out how they put these cameras in place, but I can only imagine they spent a ton of money on this.
Oh, yeah.
And they busted like three people.
Well, they did bust 300 men across Florida. So they went after the Johns big time in this case. So, you know.
Your tax dollars hard at work, folks.
Well, something was hard at work, but...
it's hard.
And the question is, how many of the cops actually went in there to get service themselves from these places?
And that might be what went wrong, is that one of the cops, maybe the service, he was getting service, and then maybe they stopped giving him the free service, you know, and then he got upset. And then they're like, well, now we're going to shut them down, but as long as...
That's the kind of petty stuff that you expect from the police. For sure.
I actually think that's very possible that, you know, like they go in and it's just like the mafia, you know, like they go in and they get their service for free.
Right.
Until someone finally says, no, we're not, you have to pay, and then they get shut down.
Officials said their efforts were aimed in part at suspected human trafficking at the massage parlors. They pointed to state health department inspections suggesting that sex workers from Asia were living at the businesses. Well, that doesn't mean... Okay, this is what the police are constantly doing, and there's some quotes from them coming up here. But they are constantly trying to equate legitimate sex work, like, and what I mean by that is voluntary sex work. People whose career, chosen career, is to provide sex to other people for money. That's what they do. Now, whether they do it legally or not is another question. In most places, it's illegal. But, you know, in Vegas, or I guess not Vegas, but in Nevada, in parts of Nevada, it's legal. In other parts in Europe, it's legal.
And in places where it's legal, the girls get regular STD testing, mm-hmm. and it's safe, and you know what you're getting. Versus the places where it's illegal, it's really dirty and really nasty. And so, like, the fact that diseases are more existent, you could thank the laws
absolutely.
For that.
Thank the police.
And so, like, thank the police
next
for making it more
BD
dangerous for you to have sex with someone who's not a prostitute, even, because it all travels and spreads to outside of that. So, you know, so, like, every time you do anything and it's more dangerous,
thank
the policeman.
Yeah, exactly. quote, obviously our concern in this investigation centers around the possibility of victims of human trafficking, the appearance of that, said Jupiter Police Chief Daniel Kerr in February, adding that customers enable such illicit businesses to, quote, flourish. State Attorney Dave Ehrenberg called human trafficking, quote, evil in our midst, unquote, adding that there is the, quote, cold reality that many prostitutes in cases like this are themselves victims, often lured into this country with promises of a better life, unquote. So, if many of the prostitutes are victims, then why aren't they going ahead and identifying that in this case? You busted several women here. Why not point out how many of these poor victim prostitutes were actually victims?
Yeah, they saved.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. If you saved these ladies from making a living, then can't we, like, talk about how many people you saved, like you rescued them?
Well,
from...
yeah, that's the claim, is they rescued them from the grip of these evil pimps who are threatening them. Because the old story, and it's true in some cases, is of somebody who's employed as, not employed, but somebody who's being forced into sex work, somebody who is a sex slave, is doing it against their will, and in a lot of cases, they're being threatened. So this is the reason why the sex slave will not run away. Right?
And the only reason that the sex workers who do use pimps, the only reason they even need pimps, once again, is for protection from the government, from the system.
No, the pimp isn't going to protect them from the system.
They bail them out.
Oh, that does happen.
They
protect, sure.
Because I keep err on the side of that if it was legal, you wouldn't need all that stuff. You wouldn't need the pimp. Everything would be safe. Everything. It's just, I just can't get over.
Well, you may still have somebody, whether it's a pimp or a madam or whoever, somebody may be the connector, the person who finds the Johns and, you know, brings them together. The pimps also can provide some level of protection as well, you know, from a violent John, because there can be, you know, men who may actually want to victimize the woman in these circumstances as well. So there are some other risks that the pimps can help. Of course, the pimps themselves are known for being violent in some cases, so they're not.
I just think that if it was more open, that it would be safer.
Absolutely.
Just everything about it.
Right. The girls in Nevada, if they don't like their working conditions, they up and leave.
It's like a job. You could go to a different job.
That's right, or start your own. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. They didn't tout any saving of any victims here. They didn't say that they rescued any of these prostitutes from slavery. You know, if they had, I'm sure they would have pointed that out, but they didn't. More coming up here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Ike was such a sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up, and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, oh! My dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas.
I asked the vet, and he said, some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dynavite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
I believe the crypto winter is over. That, if true, means that crypto prices may be on the rise and more news will be on the horizon. Get the latest and freshest crypto news at news.bitcoin.com. They have a real staff that does real reporting, not the rehash stuff you're getting from most crypto news outlets. I am proud and happy to say that news.bitcoin.com is my first stop for all news crypto related. News.bitcoin.com. Don't forget that you can get a free Bitcoin Cash wallet and free Bitcoin Cash at free.bitcoin.com. Free crypto at free.bitcoin.com.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
Standing up for what's right, helping out when things go wrong, seeking the truth and speaking our minds, not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. Our toll free number is 855-450-FREE. We're talking about sex slavery, the allegations police are making, saying they're prostitution investigations. That's what it's all about. It's about saving these women. It's about helping them, getting them out of their sex slavery that they've been forced into. But yet, when they, you know, are parading around the numbers and the statistics about the recent 300 men that were arrested in association with these massage parlor investigations that they did in South Florida, they also are touting that they have arrested several women, but they didn't say they saved them. They didn't say these women were victims. They didn't find a single one of them, because you know if they did, they'd be showing her off, or the, you know, the very least claiming that they found her.
And a question was brought up, well, how do you know if a person was like sex trafficked or whatever, sex trafficking? You know, they would be able to say this person doesn't have their papers, you know, their documents to be an American, naturalized, whatever person. So, like, I feel like they could identify that.
Maybe.
They could have quantifiable numbers. If they actually save, quote, save, like you said, if they actually, quote, saved anybody, there's a way that they could identify that they found, you know.
Well, the woman could claim it. She could say, hey, I'm a victim here.
That's a good point, too, yeah. But it doesn't sound like that happened.
And how many times do you think that's happened where the policeman like, yeah, right, lady, and they just throw the book at her?
So what you're saying is if they found an actual victim of this, that they would then profit from using her.
Yes, of course they would. Yeah. So
I'm just saying that they would basically be prostituting her.
In a way. Yeah, for their benefit, for sure. So the toll-free number, if you want to join the discussion, 855-450-FREE. Maybe you're against the legalization or decriminalization. We're going to find out what they're doing in Mexico City coming up here in moments, where they're actually moving forward with some level of decrim. Johnson's got that story. But you can join us at 855-450-FREE. And if you're trying to reach the cryptocurrency market, or maybe you want to spread mass awareness of your crypto technology, you need a communications company that specializes in the field. You don't just want to use your typical PR firm. Leveraging 35-plus different brands, part of the Investor Brand Network, and more than 5,000 downstream distribution partners, Cryptocurrency Wire combines the power of specialization with mass market reach. With their help, you can start connecting with crypto-friendly journalists and more than 1.6 million followers. Their commitment is to get the most eyes possible on your big news while it's fresh. Domestic or international, they can reach 56 different countries and provide translation services as well. If your company is an important, relevant newsmaker, you need someone that specializes in the field to get your message heard. CryptoCurrencyWire.com. And here at Free Talk Live, we've used their services. CryptoCurrencyWire.com. So once again, the police claiming this is all about helping the women, even though they don't actually have any proof that they helped any women except helping them into a jail cell. But state attorney Dave Ehrenberg's office walked back their claims, telling Kraft's judge that there was no evidence of human trafficking. So they actually admitted under oath in court that they didn't find anything. After spending however much money and time and police manpower busting what is essentially a couple of jack shacks in South Florida. Officials say it was just misdemeanor solicitation of prostitution charges for the men and felonies of making money from prostitution for the women. Boy, they're really helping these ladies, helping them get a felony record on their rap sheet.
That'll help them get other jobs.
Yeah, right? Keep them out of the illegal market where they can make a bunch of money,
job. Yeah.
Regardless of
That's
their legal status.
That's a good point. I mean, instead of condemning these ladies with such a charge, you know, you'd think that if they really cared about helping people, they would, like, you know, help them assimilate into a job that isn't in sex work.
Right.
But by giving them that felony, like you just pointed out, Johnson, that I think is a really great point. Once they get a felony for sex trafficking, now they're, like, permanently going to have to do this.
Any
now
felony,
like,
period.
No escape.
Yeah, any felony, period. It gets way harder to get any kind of job anywhere. Kraft's lawyers or officials said they had hoped the sex workers would cooperate with investigators so they could bring more serious charges. But that didn't happen. Kraft's lawyers...
Let's cooperate with the people that might give us a felony.
Right. Kraft's lawyers ripped the authorities for misleading a judge into approving the sneak and peek warrant by providing a false narrative of human trafficking. They also accused officials of attempting to, quote, deceive the public and justify law enforcement's overreach with their clandestine video surveillance. After judges approved the sneak and peek warrants, police used tactical ruses. Here you go, Dave. Here's how they did it. It's what we were wondering about earlier. So they could install the cameras in the massage rooms and the lobby. The cops said they needed to investigate a suspicious package. creating a bomb scare. They scared these women. They scared these businesses into thinking somebody had called in a bomb threat against their business. Can you imagine that? That is scary. And coming from the police, you'll believe it.
They lied.
Yeah, they lied.
They lied, yep. And they said, that's terrible.
Yeah, so they sent the bomb squad in with cameras while the place was evacuated, and that's when they did the dirty deed of planting the cameras in the rooms. Once the cameras were rolling at Orchids of Asia, Robert Kraft arrived at 4:44 in the afternoon on January 19th at about 11 a.m. on January 20th. So he actually went there more than once. Prosecutors described the encounters in graphic detail, noting how Kraft paid in cash, then got completely naked for sex acts. The videotaping of the business lasted for 5 days, leading to the charges against Kraft and 24 other men. Prosecutors argued that Kraft lacked a, quote, legitimate claim to an expectation of privacy, and even less so because he was present on both occasions to conduct criminal business transactions, unquote. But Kraft challenged the warrant, which had permitted the use of secret cameras, as unlawful. Palm Beach County Judge Leonard Hunser agreed that planting cameras was necessary to infiltrate crime. He wrote, quote, the unique circumstances of massage room creates the need for an unusually intrusive law enforcement technique. So he's backing the police.
This is what happens, by the way, when the law enforcement and the prosecutors themselves secretly visit the sex workers on the side. They say, okay, I'm going to need you to role play. I'm going to need you to role play that I have a suspicious package.
Hanser concluded, the judge also agreed with prosecutors the police weren't obligated to use other common tactics for the prostitution sweeps, such as using undercover officers. But Hunser concluded the warrant still broke federal law because police didn't do enough to focus only on crimes and to minimize the camera's intrusiveness. At all of the spas with the secret cameras, police wound up recording people receiving lawful services. So apparently not everybody going to these places were conducting prostitution, even though the focus was only supposed to be on men paying for sex acts. Failing to be vigilant and not record women, quote, is a serious flaw in the search warrant, especially considering the search warrant did not allege that women were seeking illegal contact. So apparently women were actually receiving massages at these parlors. He called it unacceptable that, quote, some totally innocent women and men had their entire lawful time spent in a massage room fully recorded.
Ooh. Unquote. Imagine if you were a customer at this place and you just literally went there to get a massage. And they videotape you.
Yeah, and the cops are watching you.
The police watch you. I think not only is that rude, they lied to get in there. They set a bomb threat. They lied about that. They scare people. Terrorism.
And they're probably getting naked, by the way, right? Even though it's a legitimate massage, they're probably stripping
that's
down.
Right, you do. And I've gone to a massage place. I didn't get like a happy ending or anything. I just you take off your clothes and you get under the blanket thing.
Right, a towel.
If I found out that they videotaped me, I would be very upset because I expected that I was privacy.
That's right. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. More on the illegality behind these investigations. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The gloves are off in Iowa from former vice president and 2020 presidential hopeful Joe Biden.
I mean, it's bizarre and it's damaging. And so I think he's genuinely a threat to our core values. And he's a threat to our standing in the world.
Meanwhile, President Trump was speaking to a crowd in Council Bluffs, Iowa, talking about ethanol-based fuel.
They impose radical restrictions on our farmers and ethanol producers, and they refuse to even allow talk of E15 during the busiest driving months of the year. And as you know, we took it from 8 months to 12 beautiful months. That's another big factor.
The NTSB is continuing to work to determine the cause of yesterday's helicopter crash in New York City. Air safety investigator Doug Brazy explained that there was not a helipad on top of the building where the helicopter crashed. The pilot died after the helicopter went down. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live, you dial toll free, 855-453, that's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian
and Johnson.
Silver Dave.
So we're talking about prostitution, specifically the details of how the cops really screwed up the case down, or the multiple cases, because they arrested hundreds of men and several women in the prostitution cases down in South Florida earlier this year that involved Robert Kraft, who's the billionaire owner of the New England Patriots. We'll tell you more about that, because there's more dirty, seedy details as far as how the police were behaving in these cases. We already found out that they basically illegally planted cameras in these locations using subterfuge to claim that there was a bomb threat against the business. Then they, you know, evacuated it, and then they went in and hid the cameras. And even though a judge didn't rule against that aspect of it, he did rule against it because they ended up recording people doing entirely normal massage things.
This is really disturbing to me in particular, because I'm thinking about, you know, first, all these people that went to this massage parlor to just get regular massages, they were recorded unknowingly, so they were right. Violated, and then that also makes me think about even more. How far does this go? Does this mean that they can install cameras in the bathroom because they think that there might be prostitution going on in the bathroom at Walmart, so that they put cameras in
there? In a stall?
In the stall. Yeah, like, how far can they go?
Good question.
And this is just like, think about how many people were violated by the police. I mean, if they caught hundreds of people, that makes me feel like
thousands were recorded
that didn't do anything wrong, that were violated. Like, that's just horrible.
Yep. That's a great point.
that's I think that's really bad. And that, to me, like, those police should be arrested.
Well, it's probably not going to happen, but there is a lawsuit, okay, and they actually touch on that coming up here against the police,
like,
but it's
personal,
a civil suit.
They should personally be sued.
Yeah, if only you could. You can't. Unfortunately, they have what they call, like, sovereign immunity or whatever. There's these qualified immunity. There's these different types of legal protections that bureaucrats have that you and I don't have. And so simply because they're the police, and in a lot of cases, all they have to do is say that, well, we thought it was legal what we were doing. And then they just are not held responsible for anything that they do. Now, look, whether you're operating a massage parlor or some other kind of business, you can accept cryptocurrency easily by going to helpmetakebitcoin.com. The folks over at AnyPay.Global have made it super easy to accept things like Bitcoin and Dash, Zcash, Bitcoin Cash, and several other cryptocurrencies at your point of sale. Or maybe you just want to have an app on your phone to make it easy to just accept crypto. Maybe you don't want to pull out your wallet and show somebody your cryptocurrency balance. You just want to be able to receive crypto from somebody. AnyPay makes it super easy. Go to helpmetakebitcoin.com. The steps are fast. If you're new to cryptocurrency and you're intimidated by this, you'll be surprised at how simple it is. Just go through the steps. HelpMetakeBitcoin.com. Literally within moments, you're going to be set up to take multiple cryptocurrencies into your cryptocurrency wallet. Don't have a wallet yet? Don't worry. That's the first step over at HelpMetakeBitcoin.com. As we continue here after the Kraft made headlines around the world.
I just want to mention something you were saying about the police. Don't forget that there's a statistic out there, and this is from a CNN article, that between 2005 and 2013, police were arrested for 636 counts of forcible fondling.
Oh, my.
405 counts of forcible rape.
Now, this is, and, like, against the people they've taken from various different crimes?
Yeah, this is, well, this, and this is over the course of, you know, what is that? 2005 to 2013 would be 8 years?
And this is in the United States wide?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, United States wide. And that's just arrest, so who knows how many times they've gotten away with
right.
it, right?
Way more. Where somebody was intimidated and didn't say anything
right.
to anybody.
And I would imagine that's the iceberg. I call it the iceberg concept.
Yep.
Yeah.
The part you see above the water is much smaller.
Yeah.
So, like, ones that get
scary.
Caught.
It's
yeah. scary.
Yeah. And you know who they're doing it to, right? Like, young women. Remember there was the story, I don't know if you guys were aware of this.
I didn't even get to 219 counts of forcible sodomy. Was
My
one of
God.
Them. Yeah. So, I mean, that's, you know, thousands of instances, an average of around, like, you know, 45 a year or something like that.
They bust some girl for underage drinking, like they would do. There was a police chief in New Hampshire who got busted for this,
mm-hmm.
Finally, after, again, how many times he did it, we have no idea. He brought a girl, young, you know, college-age girl, brought her in for whatever stupid violation of, you know, open container, or, it was nothing that she did. And then he brings her down into the police basement and demands that she strip for him as he takes pictures. That's what he did. And, you know, that's light compared to what you're talking about, Johnson, actual, like, sexual rape or whatever. In this case,
right.
It was just naked photographs. But still, it gives you some idea of what these people think they can get away with, and in many cases, absolutely do get away with.
So, I guess, you know, and I guess that there's a secret list a lot of these police departments actually keep of their own misdoings or whatever, like the officers who are problems.
Okay.
And so, in New Hampshire, I guess there's a petition or whatever to release that list.
Yeah, I think they call it the Lori list here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
I've heard of it.
And that's a great point, because imagine if you are like the police chief and you had a bunch of officers working under you that got involved in things that were, you know, very dirty. You probably didn't want to bust them because it makes you look bad as a leader.
It would go public, too, right?
And yeah, like, then here's this. So they kind of have to, like, cover it up and just kind of keep it in-house. So, like, you know, you can imagine that the guys that are doing the investigation, they don't like to bust each other because it makes it look bad.
Right.
So it just makes you wonder how much more, and it might get you killed, how much more do these guys do that we don't know about? And I bet it's a lot.
Yep. I bet you're right about that. After the Kraft case made headlines, some of the innocent people, again, the people who were just in the the massage parlor for an actual real massage, sued the Jupiter police and the state attorney over the videos. That case is still pending. Hanser signed an order temporarily restricting prosecutors, this is a judge, from releasing to the public the videotapes featuring Kraft over the objection of media outlets, including Sun, Florida Sentinel. Media lawyers argue the public has a right to see the evidence in a pending criminal case. Kraft's lawyers now want to have them permanently sealed. Another controversial aspect of the case is how Jupiter police officers pulled over the cars of the people who had just left the spa. Prosecutors explained that the cops weren't going after actual traffic violations. It was just a legal way to obtain the identities of people who were videotaped committing crimes. Quote, no traffic violation need occur, they wrote, adding the officers had no clue about Kraft's identity until they pulled over his chauffeur-driven Bentley and looked at his Massachusetts driver's license. Kraft also made small talk and flashed his Super Bowl ring. But Kraft's legal team, led by Alex Spiro and others, argued there had to be a true traffic violation to justify the stop. They also said that because the videos were illegal, the identification of Kraft also had to be thrown out, and the judge agreed on that point.
We got the big macaroni.
We got him.
The New York lawyer expert who was looking at the case said, so these car stops they made based on the video surveillance, they're improper, certainly not admissible. It's fruit of the poisonous tree. And that's a legal concept that says that if the police did something illegal to gather evidence, everything from that illegal gathering is thrown out. It's the fruit of the poisonous tree. They failed. They did something illegal. They broke their own rules. They got caught doing it. So even if you caught this person red-handed, or in this case with something in their hands or whatever, it's got to be thrown out. Even if they're on video, even if they obviously committed a crime, it has to be thrown out because the police broke the law in order to get it. Judges in Palm Beach, Martin, and Indian River counties declared rulings in rulings this month, the warrants were illegal, and none of the sex video evidence can be used to prosecute Kraft or any of the other men caught in the bus. That means the misdemeanor prosecutions won't proceed unless an appeals court overturns the trial judge's rulings. Toll-free numbers, if you want to join us here, is 855-450-FREE. That's pretty much, there's a little more to the story, but that's pretty much it as far as the illegality of how the police were behaving in this case. We got some good news about prostitution in Mexico City, maybe some out of New York as well. Johnson's got that story coming up, and you can join us on Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up two tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
I'm a little obsessed with My Magic Mud. Several years ago, I met Jessica Armand, the founder and CEO of My Magic Mud, and I didn't even know my teeth were coffee stained. A week's worth of use convinced me, and now I use it every 3 or 4 days. It's clinically proven to whiten teeth, and I think it cleans better, too. My Magic Mud's available at most local health food stores, Sprouts, Natural Grocers, CVS, Walmart's Natural Beauty Aisle, but I can get it for you for 20% off with coupon code FTL20 at MyMagicMud.com. FTL20, MyMagicMud.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You dial in toll-free if you want to join us. Our number is 855-450-FREE. Like freedom, we have been focusing on the issue of prostitution here tonight, starting out with a story about how the government screwed up a major case out of South Florida where they arrested hundreds of Johns and arrested a handful of prostitutes as well in an undercover investigation that was based on some pretty fraudulent behavior on the part of the police. So, you know, illegally, I would say illegally pointing or planting the cameras in the massage parlors using lies and scaring the massage parlor employees and owners into thinking a bomb threat had been issued against their business, then sneaking after that point or going in with their bomb, you know, squad, and then having the bomb squad actually, or whoever it was, maybe it wasn't the bomb squad, maybe it was just some uniformed cops, but having their men go in and then plant cameras in the massage parlor's rooms, and then ultimately recording an uncounted number. We do not know how many innocent people were recorded, but apparently if hundreds, as you pointed out, Silver Dave, if they made hundreds of arrests over, you know, all this time, and this was in more than one massage parlor, then that means there were way more people who were just getting regular massages, many of whom are now suing the police and the prosecutor's office over these planted hidden cameras. I mean, it is an absolute mess. Then lying to and falsely pulling people over after they left the massage parlor.
And the thing is that at this massage parlor, it is standard to take off your clothes.
Right.
So they installed secret video. They lied. First of all, I think lying is wrong. I think
absolutely
lying is not morally right.
But they can do it legally.
But they can legally lie, which already I feel like when the people who supposedly are supposed to force morals upon people are immoral themselves.
And everything else they do is
everything they
awful.
Do is wrong. But then they're putting they lied to put secret cameras in a place where people knowingly undress, even people who are not doing anything wrong. This actually makes me think, where else are the cameras? When you go to the bathroom at Walmart, are there cameras in there? If they're suspicious that something is happening at Walmart, are they going to put cameras in there? When you go to the bathroom...
Because sometimes people have sex in bathrooms, right?
They
have
sure, sex in... sure. So does that mean that if the police suspect that there's a Walmart employee somewhere that's
that's like selling a sex service there, that means they're going to install cameras.
It's crazy. It's creepy.
And that's really creepy because I feel like there's obviously a lot more than we know about. There's always more that
well,
we
plus,
don't
you
know
that the cops are sort of notorious for being horn dogs themselves, a lot of them, and, you know, obsessed with sex. So it wouldn't surprise me if they were very interested in the female clients that were coming into these massage parlors, because that's what the story here pointed out, was that they recorded people, women, who were the massage receivers coming in and receiving massages. Obviously, stripping down in the same way that we've read stories about perverted TSA agents, you know, operating the whatever technology that, you know, shows you with your clothes off. Remember, there was a story about that years ago. So these sorts of roles attract the perverted types when they know that they're going to have the opportunity to look at people naked that no one else would be able to see except for their husband or, you know, girlfriend or whatever. That's a very powerful kind of feeling, right?
And they like control and they're freaks.
Right.
Great combination. Yeah. There you go.
So, Johnson, there's some good news that you had to share tonight, it sounds like, coming out of Mexico City.
That's right.
Surrounding prostitution. Where's the story coming from?
So this story is coming from activistpost.com.
All right.
And it says that Mexico City is to decriminalize sex work to combat human trafficking.
Oh, that's the opposite of what the police in the United States say.
Yeah.
They say we need to keep it illegal to combat human trafficking.
Right. Well, when are the United States police actually correct? Rarely.
A broken clock is right. Even a broken clock's right twice a day.
Not on this issue.
Yeah.
On Friday, lawmakers in Mexico City gave the green light to decriminalizing sex work in the capital city. Officials are hopeful that the change will help curb a sex trafficking epidemic to which thousands of Mexican women and children have become victim.
Wow.
The UN estimated that there were 236,930 sex workers in Mexico in 2016 alone.
I like how they get it down to the 900.
I know, they're like 932.5. We estimated with a,
microscope.
Like a clicker and having people go through, you know.
Probably because the police slept with that many of them.
Cattle fences. We literally counted them. Lawmakers voted 38-0 in favor of a bill that will remove one line from a civic cultural law indicating sex workers and their clients can be fined or arrested if neighbors file a complaint. Eight members of Congress abstained.
Wait, this is just to clarify. I might have been a little distracted. This is post the decriminalization?
Yeah. So lawmakers voted 38-0 in favor of a bill that will remove one line from civic culture law indicating workers and their clients can be fined or arrested if neighbors file a complaint.
Okay, so
and
that's
they're
going to
remove
removed.
That line.
Okay,
so they're
okay.
No longer going to be able to be fined or arrested, and the neighbors can complain all they want.
Huh.
Essentially, is what's going to happen because that law, that line will be removed. Eight members abstained, so it was 38-0. While sex work is legal in Mexico, each of the country's 31 different states have different and occasionally unclear laws and policies.
Okay.
Unfortunately, the disconnect is in regulation leaves space for exploitation and trafficking.
Hmm.
According to the U.S. State Department, Mexican women and children are most at risk in a country that is a source, transit hub, and destination for both adults and children forced into various forms of human trafficking, including sex trafficking and forced labor. Tomasticles Villanueva, a representative with the Morena Party, said, "It's a first step that has to lead to regulation of sex work, to fight human trafficking and strengthen the rights of sex workers. Exercising sexuality in our country is still a taboo topic that few of us dare to talk about."
A lot of Catholics, right, down in Mexico. It's a very popular religion down there, and so that's probably part of the explanation as to why it is so taboo.
Ironically, there are a lot of whores featured in the Catholic, you know, Catholicism, right?
Is that right? I don't know.
Whore of Babylon.
Okay.
You know, like Jesus, you know, hung out with prostitutes. These are all things that are
right.
Sort of commonly known.
No, Jesus hung out with the prostitutes. He did not arrest the prostitutes.
Yeah.
He did not molest the prostitutes. He did not, you know, kidnap the, you know, and abuse them. He tried to convert them or whatever, tried to be kind.
Accept them for
yeah.
what they were doing.
Right.
Yeah. So,
exercising, he said, I guess he goes on, Villanueva added, exercising sexuality in our country is still a taboo topic that few of us dare to talk about. According to The Guardian, Mexico is listed as a tier two nation in the U.S.'s trafficking in persons report, meaning it does not meet the minimum standards for the elimination of trafficking, but it is making significant efforts to do so. While the modification to the existing law is a welcome change to those in the know, not everyone thinks it goes quite far enough.
I would agree.
Elvira Madrid, founder of Brigada Callejera, a sex workers' rights group, said that sex workers need a legal framework that offers them protection. Eduardo Santillan, a Mexico City congressman who is also with the Morena Party, said that strengthening anti-trafficking public policy should come next. We think that the big challenge of this Congress will be making both of these fundamental principles compatible. This is a very weirdly structured sentence.
It could be bad translation.
Yeah. Still others are concerned that the decriminalization of sex work will only serve to provide cover for human traffickers. Supporters of decriminalization, however, maintain that criminalizing the career sends it deeper underground, thus sending the problems underground as well.
Right.
Criminalization, it's kind of obvious. Criminalization also opens the doors for abuse by organized crime and police.
Right.
The bill approved on Friday came after a previous version was criticized by both sex worker and human rights groups.
Well, it's a little bit of progress, and I don't know if you get more to the story.
That's it for this particular story.
Yeah, it's a little bit of progress, and unfortunately that's all we can expect from governments, is if they're going to move in a direction, it will be a glacially pace. I mean, it is going to be brutally slow. People will still end up getting arrested because they said that they're removing the sentence about somebody can complain and that will cause an investigation.
Well, there's no fine or arrest anymore.
Oh, really?
Essentially, yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought they were only striking the investigation line.
Before, they could only be arrested or fined if someone complained, which, of course, have a complaint.
I see.
Anonymous.
Right.
That's okay. How that works, right?
I see what you're saying. So you're saying even though there may not be a complaint, they still won't be able to conduct an investigation independently. They're not going to be able to do a sting
operation. No amount
of
complaining now will allow them to arrest or fine anybody, essentially.
Right.
Except that the police won't actually know that change to the law. They won't know anyway, so they'll still arrest you.
That happens.
You'll have to just, the court sorted out.
Right. I don't know if in Mexico is anything like the United States where wrongful arrest can cost police departments...
I don't know
thousands of dollars.
It rarely costs them anything here when they do it. More coming up here. It's Free Talk Live. Hour 3 next.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. Diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.